Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, a little bit of the imposter syndrome is starting to set in. Thoughts about like, sorry about that. Thoughts about like, hey, am I cut out to do this? Do I really know what I'm doing? Not everyone in this system succeeds. There's been a lot of closure, even after COVID. And this brand and other fitness brands, it's a changing space. I've never owned a small business before of this caliber. I know data, I know analytics, I know how to fix a broken system. I know like where to go to learn. I know like what actions I need to take when I see certain issues. I've never had to fire someone before. All these thoughts are starting to creep in, like, do I really know what I'm doing? And just to acknowledge, no, I don't fully know what I'm doing. And that's okay. I have never done this before, and that's okay. I am kind of terrified, and that's okay. But I'm not going to let fear stop me. I'm just going to use it to acknowledge that's where I need to have my senses up. You're never going to have 100% confidence or guarantee that something's going to work out. What you can do is you can look a step in front of you and then the next step and then have a game plan and diagnose the issues. And this is something that I've been around the space. I've been plugged into the space. I've been a thinker and an advancer in the space, even though I haven't owned the space. And so in my head, I need to ask, is that enough? Is that good enough? Is that enough juice in the engine to get to the next step? And I'm not confidently saying yes, but I'm saying yes, because the confidence will come from proof, from validation. When I've worked in marketing and tech, I've contributed to a lot of money being made for the bigger companies. When I've worked in operations and smaller sales teams, I've seen how people can improve their efficiency, boost their closing rates, capture more information during sales calls, shut off expenses that are just bleeding the company dry. So I've been part of the diagnostic teams, part of the prescription and like next step teams, and also some of the solutions teams and tracking the value created. And so living out of hope and a prayer, like that is where I'm at right now. And realizing I'm not going to let fear stop that. I'm not going to acknowledge or think that like I've got this all and it's a slam dunk and I'm like LeBron James play against a bunch of fifth graders, though that would be kind of funny to see. So I'm not like going to be dominating and crushing failure, but I'm going to be like, yeah, this is a big challenge. I'm moving on to the next league. I'm going to be competing against higher caliber people that are probably just as scared and just as underqualified as I am, but I know how to win in the minor leagues. I know how to win in the big leagues. So I'm trying to be vulnerable, and I know I'm talking like I know how to do this, and I don't, but I know how to do one thing at a time. I know how to take the next step at a time, and that is enough. That'll be good enough, and the chips will fall where they fall, and I don't know. I'm not going to delete this episode because I think this is valuable for people, but I'm tempted to delete it because I don't want to put up this fear or this mask of confidence when I'm confident enough to take the next step, but man, oh man, I'm not confident when I see like folks struggle, folks fail, and then you start to dive into it. I've got my top three diagnostics as to, is it due to insufficient paid advertising and closing those deals? Okay, that's probably one issue. Is it working and performing delivery when you should be hiring out delivery of your product or the thing you sold? Okay, that could be in it as well. Is this something where you're not able to read numbers and see statistically how your business is doing to then put your finger on the one number you need to change first? Okay, well, I know how to do that too. So that's probably where it is, because people, a lot of folks in the space are good at biology, nutrition, team morale and team building. When it comes to like marketing, sales generation, closing those deals, getting referrals, like that's a space that a lot of people get stuck on. And that's my forte. And that'll be good enough. That's good enough to take the next step, my man. So things are ready to rock and roll. I sent the stuff back. All people have agreed to the edits for the closing sales. I made the last episode only like a half hour ago. And I realized if I'm feeling shaky, I'm feeling antsy, I got to get it out there because, man, if this could just help a few more people see that they're on the cliff of a big decision and they know they should take the leap, to hear this and help them take that leap, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. There we go. On to the next one. Time to hash out a few more things for the day.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.